Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told the Taiwanese president in Taipei Wednesday, now more than ever, America's solidarity with Taiwan is crucial.
With the Taiwan Relations Act, America made a bedrock promise to always stand with Taiwan.
Chinese officials are warning airlines to avoid airspace near Taiwan, the alert describing six areas in the region as danger zones. Kansas voters on Tuesday decided not to amend the state constitution, keeping abortion legal. It was the first test post-Roe at the state level since the Supreme Court handed rules back to the states.
It's time for Dodger Baseball!
After 67 years of announcing Dodgers baseball games, Vin Scully died in Los Angeles Tuesday at 94. USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Happy birthday goes out to Tom Brady, Tony Bennett, Martha Stewart, and Metallica guitarist James Hetfield. The Federal Aviation Administration wants to hear from you.
The Federal Aviation Administration is asking for comments from the public for the next few months as it seeks feedback on airplane seat sizes. It will then use the feedback to create a new standard minimum for airplane seat sizes.
Federal officials want to make sure that there is enough room on airplanes that in the event of an emergency, folks are able to quickly and safely get off.
Scott Keyes, the founder of Scott's Cheap Flights. This comes years after Congress ordered the FAA to create new minimum dimensions for airplane seats in its funding renewal in 2018. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Senate overwhelmingly signed off Tuesday on legislation designed to aid veterans fighting diseases linked to toxic exposure from burn pits. The final vote was 86 yeas, 11 nays. The United States imposed sanctions on Russian President Vladimir Putin's reported romantic partner Tuesday. She was among 13 Russian nationals added to the Treasury Department sanctions list. With the Democrats' new green spending bill, somehow called the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, because we're currently in a recession, Steve Moore is an economics expert and a senior writer for the Wall Street Journal. Mr. Moore on Fox News explains just how devastating this will be for our country.
I do not understand why Joe Manchin sold out his own state. He thinks somehow this is going to lead to more coal and oil and gas production. Are you kidding me? With the EPA and the Interior Department of Joe Biden, who wants to kill those industries, that ain't going to happen. This is the fourth major bill, as you just said, that massively increases the amount of green energy funding. We get about 6 or 7% of our energy from wind and solar power. It's completely insignificant, and this will hurt our oil and gas industry. It's going to give all this money to the climate change industrial complex. How are we going to win the race for the cure for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and cancer and ALS and Lou Gehrig's disease if we're taking money out of an industry that saves lives?
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, good morning, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Rick Manning is with us, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Nancy Pelosi rolled the dice, came up boxcars. She's okay. Says U.S. will not abandon Taiwan as China protests. This puts President Xi, I think, in a very uncomfortable position with all the threats and, you know, saber rattling that he was doing leading up to this. Thank God. And thank God nothing crazy happened here.
Well, yeah, thank God nothing crazy happened. But, you know, you could say that about a lot of things. The fact is Xi's been increasing the pressure, the fear of something happening for a long time. This wasn't Nancy Pelosi's fault that a simple trip to Taiwan, he tried to turn into an international incident. This is all about Xi. It's all about his power lust. And it's all about somebody standing up to him. And never thought I'd say it. You know, and a lot of people think that we're being played by Pelosi on this. Quite honestly, I don't care. Bottom line is somebody in the American government stood up to Xi and told him, we're not going to allow you to engage in the kind of aggression that you plan. And if you do, powerful people in the United States are going to push back and push back hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is what you do. You bully a bully, so to speak, and not that she really pushed hard, but Xi's ego was out there, you know, pretty obviously, and, you know, so we'll see how this plays out, because, that's right, they've got another election coming up here, or at least, a selection, you know, for China, in the months ahead, and, this could give, Xi another 5 years, right?
Well, yeah, that's correct. I cannot claim to be an expert on the Chinese leader selection process, but I strongly suspect when the guy's in charge can put everybody who's against him in jail, it's a relatively, shall we say, not a very contested election. Because everybody
kind of like here in the United States, is that what you're saying?
Well, everybody gets into the jail. A little different, but yeah. It's getting that way, unfortunately.
We laugh about it, but it's sad. Yeah, go ahead.
It is sad. I hesitate. You caught me in my tracks.
Sorry.
Because there's really eerie similarities. But just to finish with what Pelosi did, Xi has been essentially almost without any pushback, been asserting Chinese hegemony over a large part of the Pacific Ocean on the east, what we consider the east side of the Pacific Ocean. It's their west coast, or it's their east coast Pacific Ocean. He's been asserting that hegemony going down by taking oil that doesn't belong to the Chinese, it's in other people's waters, by expanding Chinese waters out to 100 miles when it's only supposed to be, I think, 12. He's been dramatically expanding China's footprint along the Pacific Ocean. And in doing so, he's been essentially island hopping and assuming control of various island governments to the point where even Solomon's Islands, which we became very familiar with in World War II, and those who study World
exactly.
War II, remember we had to fight for that. Solomon Islands he's essentially trying to take an air base and create an air base in Solomon Islands to be able to project southward towards Australia. So this is he's making a massive geopolitical military push. Nancy Pelosi, by going to Taiwan, sent a message that he is not going to be able to do so without repercussions. That's why it mattered. And it's given the, shall we say, the Eastern ego of saving face, I don't know how Xi's going to react. What I know is somebody had to stand up and say no.
Exactly.
And unfortunately,
but, you know, the thing that drives me nuts
to do it didn't.
Exactly. Sorry. Well, what drives me nuts is this goes on for a long time, you know, kind of like the way we dealt with Russia and Putin and Ukraine. He's camped out for over a year along the border of Ukraine. What do you think was going to happen? I mean, when are we ever in a proactive stance? I mean, the Chinese have been militarizing the South China Sea. They've been very aggressive. They've got their Belt and Road Initiative that's been going on. And it's not just to, you know, deliver Girl Scout cookies. I mean, these are serious geopolitical moves. And you sit there and go, okay, where is the counter from the United States, especially like you're talking about in the Solomon Islands, South China Sea? And it's a lot more difficult and expensive when you take things away from a power-hungry, territorial-hungry expansionist government, isn't it?
It is. It's there's an old saying, 90% possession is 90% of the law. And so if you don't possess something, it's much harder to attain it than if you do possess it. And right. The Chinese are through Belt and Road, through other, and through just outright expansion, are possessing a lot of assets. And we've been talking about Asia, but the reason we're talking about this is because Taiwan is really the first, will be the first overt, aggressive military action, which requires planes, tanks, requires people, requires a real show of military force rather than economic force. China's
exactly.
doing a lot of this simply by virtue of a navy and going in and doing stuff and just audaciously doing stuff and then daring people to stop them and nobody being willing to stop them.
Well, they've been buying sentiment. They've captured all these political figures that should be standing in the way. But look at they're getting paydays from Xi and the CCP, so they're not going to say anything. You know, they're just going to sit on their hands and let it happen until it's a real mess. But meanwhile, you know, when we get ready to go to a war with China, you know, the Biden family, Pelosi's, all these rich political elites have captured their money. And they've been, you know, bought and sold, you know, by the communist Chinese. And they've been missing an action setting us up, Rick.
Well, I agree with that. There's one challenge with all that in politics. At least I used to have a saying. Politicians don't sell themselves. They lease themselves. And so you constantly have to keep making payments, on the lease. And so similarly, what China's doing with Belt and Road is they basically have leased, a lot of territory. They've leased a lot of ports that they've expanded and the like. The problem they have is right now they have a massive banking crisis. Their economy's falling apart. They've got people rioting over not being able to get their money out of the banks. They have a massive internal problem. There's an economic problem, caused partially by COVID and caused partially by their own policies. And so what they have is, and they now have something called unemployment. They have unrest, domestic unrest. And when you run out of money to pay the lease, the people who live there repossess what you built. And that
right.
is their danger because they're running out of money.
There it is. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Rick Manning. Rick, as always, appreciate the insight. We come back. I want to talk about the takeaways from last night's primaries in Arizona, Missouri, and beyond. Stay tuned. More from Rick after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door is Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Rick Manning continues with us, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, I wanted to get your read on the takeaways from the primaries in Arizona, Missouri, and beyond. And what did we have? Another stop-the-count event in one of the states? I mean, this stuff, it drives you nuts anymore, the way some of these states want to run or mishandle the election process here. Maybe it's just a warm-up and a portent of things to come in the midterms.
Yeah, you would think that after all the, shall we say, attention that that they got managed to make go away, but attention on the failure to be able to run an election, that they would have practiced a little bit and would have been able to run an election without having to say, oh, wait a second, we gotta put this on pause. Overall, I would say that some of the election results were really interesting. In Arizona, last I looked, it appeared as though that Carrie Lake, who was the candidate I would want to win, did not win. The McCain supported candidate won for governor. And that's a big deal, because you have a split in Arizona between McCain Republicans and conservative Republicans, Goldwater Republicans, and I guess now Trump Republicans. And that split showed up in that gubernatorial race. In other races, though, for instance, in the attorney general's race, the Trump endorsed candidate won, but there were four or five candidates. So the Trump vote was about 30%, 35% total. And the McCain vote was, McCain and other vote was about 65%. So Arizona is going to be an interesting state because you would anticipate getting a real strong conservative out of there. And it appears as though what we're going to get is more of an establishment type Republican, and that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the thing that amazes me, Rick, is that even to this day, I guess people don't know about John McCain. They don't care about John McCain. They've picked and choose what they want to believe about him. But it amazes me that he still has this kind of influence in Arizona.
Well, it isn't him. It's the people who are, the politicians who were built up around him. Mm-hmm. And so there's, that's a lot of times, you use a name like McCain, and it's not really him per se or his family having sway. It's there are a whole political network that's been built up around him, of course, 20-25 years. And it's that kind, and that's what you really call the establishment, the swamp kind of thing. They're the people who are the permanent political persuaders, and they don't give up power easily. Donald Trump in some places has been able to sweep those people aside. In Arizona, it's been a little bit more challenging, and the fact is there's a real political war going on in Arizona between conservatives and the McCain people, and quite honestly, Carrie Lake, who was the gubernatorial candidate, who former Phoenix TV broadcaster, quit on air because she got tired of lying to people, ran as a Trump candidate, and rightfully, some of the things she said in the past were used against her because she wasn't, and so there were accusations about her with Obama and things like that that were used against her in the Republican primary, and they hurt her. It's just that's the reality, but unfortunate. So it's just something to watch. It's an interesting, given the pushback on President Trump and the kind of the Lynn Cheney or Liz Cheney kind of stuff that's going on.
Right. And Mike Pence. And you got the Mike Pence dynamic creeping up, too. Yep. Exactly.
Right. Interesting. And Mike Pence is claiming that to be a big victory. It's just an establishment victory. That's all it is. It has nothing to do with Liz Cheney. But the establishment is trying to claim back territory. And in Arizona, I think that they were successful to some degree.
Mm-hmm. What did you make of Kansas? Squelching any momentum to limit abortions?
Yeah, it's Kansas is always, everybody sleeps on Kansas. Kansas is one of those places that has always had a long history of being really a split state, a radical state. I mean, back in the Civil War times, you had the Kansas-Nebraska Act. You had John Brown came out of Kansas. You had a whole, anti-abortion, fire anti-abortion movement come out of Kansas, or anti-slavery movement come out of Kansas. Kansas is a split state on abortion. It's a, it is one of the leading places where you have most ardent pro-life people, and you have some most ardent anti-life people. Kansas has a Democrat governor, so you can't sit there and say Kansas is a dead red state. Mm-hmm. And they've elected, you know, two Republican governor, Democrat mm-hmm. governors in the past, as well, past four. Mm-hmm. So you have a it's a state where social issues do divide, and it's, I don't think it's all that, I don't know, in an election, a special election like that, you only get voters who actually are motivated to come out based on that.
Right.
And so it's not a good portent mm-hmm. in terms of where the abortion politics are going. Doesn't mean it's not right, but what has to happen now should be a wake-up call for everybody who's pro-life that you can't sit there and now expect to have this, 50-year victory based on the Supreme Court overturning something they should never have done. Mm-hmm. You can't expect that there not to be political backlash, and if you've
right.
been sitting on your hands...
Yeah, this isn't a total mandate. I mean, it's just that, okay, I think this is one of those deals. You go back to the drawing board. I mean, this is all part of the experiment that we have in 50 states to say, okay, maybe we didn't use the right language. Maybe we need to amend some ideas here and, find some happy ground so we can build some, constituency here. Because it wasn't like it was a landslide rejection,
right.
I think it's representative of what you just said, right?
Well, and what people forget, and this is really important on abortion, people who know a lot about what actually happens in an abortion are, the more you know, the more adamant you are.
Right.
But the media has spent 50 years keeping the average person from knowing that.
Exactly.
And so they have had a shower of pabulum of, it's a total ignorance about what really happens.
Mm.
And so,
but the deal is, we've got real life experiences, though, Rick, and that's what started this whole organic movement. Is 49 years of experience from women that said it's not so rare and not so safe, and this is what they discovered.
That's exactly right, and I think that this is an opportunity for the pro-life movement to begin telling their story to people who, quite honestly, haven't heard it. And all they've heard
exactly.
is, that there's a choice is being taken away. They need to start telling the story of what really happens with abortion. Mm-hmm. The Gosnell movie should be seen by every American. If the Gosnell movie
was seen by every
American, the abortion wouldn't exist.
Right, exactly. Well, they don't want that any more than they want the women who go in to have an abortion to look up on the screen and see their baby being projected.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely right.
They block that out purposely because, I mean, the whole idea of informed consent, the way our health system has been operating, this has all been very dangerous. It's no wonder that people have been injected with God only knows what they've been injected with, all in the name of COVID. And along the way, we have lost liberty, we've lost freedoms and informed consent. And guess what? They got a free get-out-of-jail card. I mean, there's no culpability on all this, Rick. 20 seconds left.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Well, I think right now people just need to stand up and start actually having conversations with their neighbors to inform people, because people don't know. If you want to stop abortion right now, you need to inform your neighbors about what abortion is.
Hey, folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told the Taiwanese president in Taipei Wednesday, now more than ever, America's solidarity with Taiwan is crucial.
With the Taiwan Relations Act, America made a bedrock promise to always stand with Taiwan.
Chinese officials are warning airlines to avoid airspace near Taiwan, the alert describing six areas in the region as danger zones. Kansas voters on Tuesday decided not to amend the state constitution, keeping abortion legal. It was the first test post-Roe at the state level since the Supreme Court handed rules back to the states.
It's time for Dodger Baseball!
After 67 years of announcing Dodgers baseball games, Vin Scully died in Los Angeles Tuesday at 94. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My good friend Tennessee Bob warns us. He says, knowledge is the master of ignorance. And there's no doubt that our government is doing everything they can to dumb us down. I mean, we got 330 million people here. We the people. The cumulative intelligence far outweighs, the elected officials, what, 458? And especially when you hear when they talk about recession, that it's really not a recession. It's kind of just a technical recession. You know, Jenny Beth Martin is with us. She's the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action. Jenny Beth, I guess that's kind of like being, you know, technically pregnant, maybe. I don't know. I mean, this is a whole new language brought to us by the Democratic Party.
Well, they can say technically all they want, but all that most people have to do is look at the increase in price of goods to realize that there's something going on that's called inflation, and to realize that things are not going well with the economy and notice a slowdown in the economy. And that is the recession that we are facing right now. And it's a predictable outcome from the government spending, the just absolute out of control government spending we've seen in the last 2 years.
Well, it's absolute thievery, Jenny Beth. I mean, without a mask, they've come in. I mean, look at your 401k. Anybody who has any savings, I mean, what is the value of the savings and how it's plummeted in the last 18 months brought to you by Joe Biden and these Democratic policies?
That's exactly right, Bill. We've had problems with that. I think that there's one One thing that I believe that I mentioned a few weeks ago with you, the Republican Joint Economic Committee, the Republican side of the Joint Economic Committee in the United States Senate has said that inflation, if prices don't even go up any more from what they went up in June, and I believe the number was over $700 in June that the average prices went up. If they don't go up any more than that, we are going to wind up with over $8,600 in increased cost per household in this country on average in the next year. So that wipes out your savings plans. It wipes out your savings. It wipes out any raises you might have experienced because everything costs more money. It wipes out the gains from President Trump's growth that he had during his presidency before we had the issues related to the lockdowns and COVID. And it sets us back to where we were with Obama as president. We're not just worse off than we were 2 years ago. We're worse off than we were 4 years ago. It just is.
And the common denominator here, and the common denominator, Jenny Beth, to your point, are Democratic policies. I mean, America has to wake up. This is what you get with a Democratic Party. And God forbid, I mean, we end up getting, like you said, let's go back and relive the nightmare of the Obama years. And remember, we had the longest recession, I think, in the history of our country, because these people, the Democrats, these geniuses that live in the realm of the theoretical, thought that they needed to reinvent the wheel, and they kept interfering with the natural process of the recession of getting in and getting out. And usually you're talking about 12, 18 months average. Well, you know, Obama blew the doors off with that because they thought they knew better. I mean, this is what drives me nuts, that it's like they're locked in a the faculty lounge, and they're just talking theory, and nobody is there to say, you know, you guys are idiots. You know, it's like, or even let's just test the premise here. You've come up with this idea. Tell me where in history, even in modern history of the United States of America, that idea worked. Can you tell me that?
No, I can't tell you that. It doesn't work. The idea doesn't work.
Right. But here we go, and we elect them into office again, and they're driving us into a cement wall, stealing money out of our savings accounts, our 401ks, what they're doing to the middle class, and those that are even less than the middle class. I mean, they're getting pulverized right now, Jenny Beth. I mean, it's like, what are we going to be left? Are we going to be like Venezuela, you know, looking for the back of trash cans to find food to eat, or go to government and rely on the government and Joe Biden, because, boy, you've got so much to trust in them to know that they're going to deliver for us and our family, right?
That is correct. Here's what I think that we are very likely to see. I think that Republicans they have the opportunity to pick up at least one chamber of Congress. And what we really need, the House has already gone on recess for August, so they're on their summer vacation. And then the Senate is going to go sometime late this week or tomorrow or next week after voting on the Manchin-Schumer tax and spend bill. So then they come back and they have to vote on the spending to keep the government running, the continuing resolution, because the fiscal year ends on September 30th. So October 1st begins the next fiscal year. And what we really need Congress to do, they're going to spend, they spend like drunken sailors. I'm not excusing it. I don't think it is okay. What I think needs to happen is that we need them to pass a continuing resolution that gets us into the next Congress so that we do not have a late, like December 31st, fiscal cliff deadline where the whole world ends when everyone else is celebrating the new year and they're out spending money with a lame duck session of Congress. And then if Republicans gain the majority of at least one chamber, then they can help maybe put a little apply the brakes just a little bit on the spending. But even if they don't, we do not need a lame duck session of Congress making those kind of decisions in the middle, the dark of night, which I guarantee you will happen something like what we saw happen in the Obama years with a deadline sometime around Christmas or New Year's or Thanksgiving when most people are not engaged and they won't even be held accountable.
Jenny Beth, if we only were to get one house or, you know, one chamber, what would your choice be? The Senate or the House?
My preference is the Senate because the Senate has the ability to block Biden's nominees, and those nominees are making radical leftist decisions that are harming our country. I'm not just talking about appointments to the courts, but I'm talking about appointments to his cabinet, and in departments around the government. They're making woke decisions, and we need a Senate that will be a check and balance on that.
Well, we need it. We need a GOP with some intestinal fortitude here, Jenny Beth, and that's what you've kind of suggested along the way. They got to find a backbone here. I mean, even on this deal that you're talking about, here they do this study on this economic path and trajectory that we're on. I mean, where are they? I mean, somebody should be championing the call here. I mean, because this is quite the indictment on Democratic policies. Instead of getting in and worrying about Nancy Pelosi flying to Taiwan and all this other distraction that goes on, I mean, there's real-life issues. This is what made Donald Trump so effective, is he understood the heartbeat of the American people, where the problem was, whether it was the border. And for him, it was the border that started, you know, connecting with the people. You've got to connect with the people on these daily issues in a very dramatic, emotional sort of way. You cannot be wishy-washy about this. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It makes complete sense. You have to be able to connect with them, and you have to do it in a way that's very firm and assured. And we do not see that from many members of Congress. What I will say, Bill, is that there are some things they're firm on. For instance, we have not had a government takeover of our elections. And I appreciate the fact that the Republicans in the Senate have held firm on that. But we tend to be firm on more issues. So I appreciate that. And let's let you be even more firm. But when you're not being firm and you're giving into deals and you're giving into COVID bailouts or CHIP deals or whatever it is that's spending more and more and more money that will lead to inflation and recession, that harms us and we can see through it. And we want you to stop doing that. And we need people who are bold with that. You're exactly
right. We've got to encourage courage. You know, that's what we have to do, Jenny Beth. Where can they go to get involved? Direct them to your website.
Go to teapartypatriots.org.
It's New Jersey, Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing?
Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Well, this portion of Bill Martinez Live is being brought to you by the free Upside app. Everybody wants to save gas, right? Oh, man, you want to check this app out because this gives you cash back every time you buy gas. All you got to do is use the promo code PAID. That's P-A-I-D. That's the promo code PAID for a bonus $5 cash back on your first tank of gas. And then thereafter, you're going to get paid money back every time you put gas in your car as opposed to going to the government, okay? Why not let it go to you? So make sure you download the Upside app and use the promo code PAID, brought to you by Bill Martinez Live, because we're givers, and it's awesome. And they want you to save money on your gasoline, even though gas is going down. I mean, hey, look, at compared to what we're dealing with a year and a half ago, there's still misery here in them, our tanks that we're having to fill. That's just the way it is. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Chris Chmielinski, Numbers USA, Director of Policy and Activism, is with us. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good to have you here. I guess the GOP wants to give us a little bit of an idea and vision. If we give them our votes and they're able to take over, they've got a blueprint that seems rather ambitious to secure our southern border. I mean, how ambitious is it?
Yeah, and not just to, not just to secure our southern border, but reestablish interior enforcement in the country as well. So it would go a long way in fulfilling a whole lot of government promises to the American people that they haven't upheld. And I got to admit, I'm pleasantly surprised. So now, but talk is cheap. So let's see if they can turn it into action. You know, we had talked in prior weeks, that our organization, Numbers USA, had joined about 15, 16 other organizations plus former Trump officials in signing a letter and sending it to House leadership and saying, if you take over the House, here are all the things that you need to do. And anything less than this just isn't enough. And it looks like this document that came from House leadership hits most of those points.
That's excellent. Well, you know, when you look back when the GOP was very successful under Newt Gingrich, they presented a vision of the country. It was a contract with America. And it's amazing that it's taken this long. I mean, they kind of talk about it, but they're just not able to affect it because of the disparity within the grand old party. And this is what happens when you are divided and segmented and you're not, you know, in lockstep with the leadership like the Democrats are. I mean, with all the misery they've been able to dole out, they have demonstrated, I believe, to the electorate, this is how you win. This is how you get your agendas fulfilled, is that everybody stays lockstep, and you need somebody like Nancy Pelosi who is willing to pay, you know, dole out the consequences if you don't, you know, go with, you know, the party's vision, right?
Yeah, yeah, you're absolutely right about that. And for the first time, I mean, this document was released by Congressman John Katko's office. And Katko is someone who hasn't exactly been a champion on immigration, including things like border security and interior enforcement. And this goes exactly to your point. Republicans often talk the talk, but then when they want to pass legislation, their legislation is usually, well, let's throw some more money at Border Patrol and create some new reporting requirements. So the government just has to produce more data. Well, that doesn't secure the border.
Exactly.
Produces data that tells us how badly the border isn't being secured. So what you need to do is actually take concrete action, and that's what this outline focuses on. I mean, specific things like re-implementing the Trump-era migration protection protocols, otherwise known as the Remain in Mexico policy. Pretty much stops a lot of the abuses within the asylum system, because these folks know that if they're going to come here and claim asylum, but they're not allowed to stay in the U.S., they're not going to come. Because why not?
Yes.
They don't want to hang out in Mexico for several years. They want to be in the United States, which is what the Biden administration is letting them do.
Yeah, I mean, the incentive is quite clear under the Biden administration, and this is why we're getting, you know, the terrible results. I mean, it doesn't take a genius. It's kind of like, you know, trying to figure out whether or not we're in recession or not. You got to get all the king's horses and king's men and all these economists together to stick their finger up in the air to figure out, oh, is this a recession, not a recession, a technical recession? I mean, meanwhile, the people who are suffering under it are going, what, are you an idiot? I mean, look at the shelves. They're empty. We, you know, the cost of gasoline, my 401k is now looking like a 201k. Money that I had in my bank account is now devalued. Thank you very much. All brought to you by our U.S. government. How are they going to get remedy on that? I mean, it's absolute thievery that the Democrats have perpetrated on the American people. And you're going, wait a minute, who's going to champion the cause here? You know, and as much as the media, including, you know, some are suggesting even Fox News, as much as they're detesting Donald Trump, this is where Donald Trump is a champion, is that he boldly comes out and champions the cause for the everyday forgotten man and woman who is losing money in their bank accounts because of these stupid Democratic policies. And the thing is about it, Chris, this isn't the first time. You know, the Democrats, they're 10-degree black belts in inefficiency. They cannot figure this out. They have absolutely, I mean, every time, and even though they try to, they always want to go back to, you know, the Clinton years. Well, you know, look what Bill Clinton did. Well, Bill Clinton only did what he did because the Republicans forced him to do that. Bill Clinton owes his legacy to one Newt Gingrich and the Republican Party. You know, but for them, you know, he'd have gone the way as other, you know, Democratic presidents have gone. Bill Clinton was not a genius in all this. I mean, you know, he was the one that closed down. We closed down all the military bases and everything and, you know, robbed from Peter to pay Paul to kind of balance out the budget. And he put our national security at risk. And so then we go to war and George Bush is sending our men and women overseas. And they're writing letters back home to their parents saying, hey, can you go down to Home Depot and go get us some sheet metal? You know, get a sheet. What are you talking about? Get you sheet metal. Well, we have to reinforce the Humvees because of these IEDs that are, you know, blowing up the Humvees here. What do you mean? Where's the government? Where's the military? Well, we just don't have the money. You know, they just can't make this happen. That's how, you know, but nobody wants to talk about that stuff. That stuff is forgotten and it's all put aside, all for politics. And here we are, you know, putting our pride and joy, our greatest asset at risk, you know, to balance out a stupid budget and to justify some Democratic policies. These guys don't get it. They'll never get it, but they keep getting elected, and they put us all in danger. Thank you very much. I sound like Forrest Gump. That's all I got to say about that. That's all, you know. It's not peas and carrots. I'm sorry. That's all I got to say about that. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Well, yeah, and you're seeing it. I mean, you're seeing it with a budget reconciliation bill. I mean, thankfully they pulled some of the really, really bad immigration provisions out of that. Not because they wanted to, but because the Senate parliamentarian told them they had to, because it didn't follow the rules. But what I find that the Democrats are really good at, and it would be if Republicans aren't able to take control of Congress this fall, this is where they could learn a little bit from the Democrats. Here's their reconciliation bill. It's got like three provisions in it that are really popular with the American people, and those are the three that they're focusing on. And they're not talking about all of the other provisions that are inside of the bill. That there's at best mixed support from the American people. And I think especially when it comes to immigration, Republicans could learn a lesson there. You know, they're portrayed as being mean and they wanna kick out poor people and people who are fleeing war-torn countries and things like that. No, that's not what they're trying to do. What they're trying to do is help those people, but at the same time prevent people who are not deserving of those spots, keep them out of the system and out of the country.
Well, and the problem that you have, again, and of course you could argue it goes on both sides, is you have the political interest. It's not a clean bill. I mean, you know, speaking of Bill Clinton, this is why Bill Clinton wanted to, you know, a line-by-line veto, you know, opportunity option to where you could go in and you could take out these things that, all these ornaments that go along with the bill. It's not clean. I mean, there's political payoffs. I mean, it's just like the Manchin deal. Okay. Manchin all of a sudden changes his mind and he's back on the side of Build Back Kinda Better, this modified version of it. And then you realize, oh, well, yeah, cause you know, there's quid pro quo. There's something in there that turned him over. And they were able to flip him by giving a benefit to him. And so all of a sudden now he comes out with this typical political, you know, doublespeak about why it's so good. And, you know, little do people realize that's because he's got his quid pro quo, you know.
Right.
There was something in it for Joe Manchin and the people of Virginia. And so that's what he bet. And rolled over on it. They just put it. They put enough on the table to buy him, and they bought him, or they leased him, as Rick Manning would say.
Yeah, it's no surprise that you drive through pretty much every single state in the country, and you can find something that's named after one of the senators in that state. You know, Manchin comes from West Virginia. Everything's named after former Senator Byrd.
Yes.
You know, I'm sure he's looking for the next building in West Virginia to have the Manchin name on it.
Why not? I mean, you know, but how is that, you know, in the best interest of the American people at a time when we're $30 trillion in debt, trying to determine, you know, what is a recession? And meanwhile, you know, our national security is being compromised again, just like what we went through during the Obama-Biden years. I mean, we had so much fun during that time, we thought, hey, what the heck, let's bring it back, right?
Right, exactly.
Unbelievable. Well, it's today's America. He's the Numbers USA Director of Policy and Activism, the one and only Chris Chmielinski. Thank you, Chris. Take care, buddy.
Thanks. You too.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com. G'day.